Good to see everybody here this morning. Get situated here. The lesson today is called The Evil of Gossip. Now, I'm sure we've all experienced it. We've all seen it. We've all been the victims of it. And sometimes we've been the perpetrators. And so we just have to remind ourselves from time to time, we have to be careful when we're talking about others. You know, in Numbers chapter 32 and verse 23, Moses tells the people, be sure your sins will find you out. And so whatever sin we're doing, eventually it's going to come out, somebody's going to know it, and it's going to reveal it. And if not in this life, we know that's the case that we read in Ecclesiastes 13 and verse 12 and verse 14. Every deed will be brought to light. There will be nothing hidden from his sight, as we read there in Hebrews 4 and verse 13. So, the evil of gossip. We're going to talk about that. And let's start off here. See, Sister Suspicion went over to see Mrs. Critic the other day and said, Brother Bob has really been flirting with the woman here, with the women here lately. It would not surprise me if he has been stepping out on his wife. As soon as their vain conversation was over, Mrs. Critic raced over to see Sister Exaggerated. And during the course of their gossip, Mrs. Critic said, by the way, do you know that some people think that Brother Bob's been stepping out on his wife? You see how this is migrating? You don't mean to say, replied Sister Exaggerated. That's what they tell me, Mrs. Critic said. And then, come on now. By this time, Sister Exaggerated put the finishing touch on this scandal. Brother Bob had the reputation of stepping out on his wife. And so Bob soon discovered that there had been doing things that he didn't do. Yeah, he never did that. But that's what gossip does. Gossip takes things, expounds upon it, and adds things to it. See, when we look at the dictionary, we look like gossip as a noun means to rumor or talk of a personal, sensational, or intimate nature. And then a person who has habitually spreads intimate or private rumors or facts. Whether they're factual or not really doesn't matter. You spread them like this way. It's called gossip. And sometimes trivial, chatty talk or writing is included in gossip. You don't have to have words come out of your mouth. Just start writing something. And, of course, we have this problem on social media. Everybody sits on their keyboard and types this stuff. And sometimes you have to be very careful. Sometimes you're trying to say something, but one letter in the wrong place can really change the meaning of a word. And then, of course, the synonyms of gossip are blab and tattle or babble or things like that. And I'm sure there's a whole lot more we could come up with. See, the central meaning shared by these verbs is to engage in or communicate idle, indiscreet talk. All right, gossiping about the neighbor's domestic problems. Yeah, so-and-so, they're always fighting over there. And wouldn't surprise me if he's beating her or she's beating him or something. I mean, just, you can hear them fighting, but then all of a sudden you make the assumption, well, I assume maybe he's hitting her or something like that. And so you see where that leads to. You just add a little thought, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, guess what? See, we can't be trusted with a secret. Or this person can't be trusted with a secret because he always blabs. Have you ever just withheld information from somebody because you know they're going to tell somebody else?
Yes.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And we know certain people that, well, we're not going to tell them anything anymore because it gets out. You speak to somebody in confidence about something, next thing you know, it's public knowledge. Guess what? You're not going to tell that person anything ever again. Sometimes people are disliked by their classmates for tattling on mischief makers. You know, sometimes students, teacher so-and-so is picking his nose over here, or something like that. I mean, so, yeah, people don't like the tattletales. They don't like the blabbers. They don't like people who are spreading rumors. things like that. And that comes from the dictionary of the English language. And idle word is a word that we heard from our scripture reading. Whoever speaks the idle words, you're going to be judged by those idle words. And an idle word is a word that does nothing. It neither ministers grace nor instruction to them who hear it. Not only does it signify vain and empty words, but also wicked and injurious words, such as false testimony against a neighbor. You know, the command, thou shalt not bear false witness. Don't lie about your neighbor. Don't lie about anything, really. We're not supposed to lie, ever. Because what happens to liars? We know what the scripture says. Their place will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Revelation 21, verses 8 and 9 tells us that. And so, yes, making false statements about somebody. It includes slander. Now, from the dictionary, slander is a law, oral communication of false statements. In other words, you make a statement about somebody. If it's false, then technically that is slander. And if it is especially injurious to a person's reputation, a person goes about doing good and someone says, he's doing some terrible things. Did you hear what Jesus did to those five little fish? He took them and spread them out to everybody. He killed them fish. I mean, we hear stuff like that. And depending on who's telling the story, the same event can be relayed as two different things. I mean, a person drives a bus over a cliff. Well, that person, I mean, he was just giving the people a sightseeing tour. That's all it was. Or he had the intention to kill them all. I mean, so, yeah, it depends on who is talking about it and what they're going to give us. So you can injure someone's reputation. Sometimes slander is a false and malicious statement or report about someone. And this comes from the dictionary of the English language. And so it is a falsehood or unproven rumor maliciously told for the purpose of injuring the influence or the reputation of another. Slander is a double sin. It's hatred in the heart and a lie on the tongue. And so we have to remember that. Now, you just wonder, why is there so much gossip? Everybody wants to get the lowdown. I mean, there's websites out there, the truth behind so-and-so, the truth why we never see this person on the screen anymore, the truth why they left the White House, the truth why they did this, truth why they did that. And all it is made-up stories. I mean, you learn real quick, you don't need to read any of that garbage because it's not true. And so, yeah, why is there so much gossip going on in the church? Well, you know what? Maybe there's not enough preaching on it. And that has been the case in several places. And I'm aware of some places where, you know, you can go to a place for years and years and never hear the preacher talk about gossip. I mean, could be maybe he's involved in it too. Or he likes to listen what's going on. I know of, this has happened too often, much too often. And so it is a rationalized form of self-righteousness. That's what gossip is. Well, I'm not like that. I'm not like so-and-so. Did you know what they did? Now, I'm not really sure. I didn't see it myself, but I heard. I mean, things like that. I mean, that's the beginning of gossip, and you can harm somebody that way. And like I say, some seek to elevate themselves by putting others down. I mean, we've all experienced that, especially in the workplace. People go around and put others down so that they look better. I mean, that's not the right way to do it, conduct a business. But that's what they do, and some people are okay with that. See, gossips do not have the mentality for serious conversation. I mean, that's probably very true. If you're gossiping and talking about people, I mean, you probably don't have that mentality for the serious conversation. See, what they do is they just repeat and add what they have heard. You know, it's one thing to repeat something, what you've heard, But then all of a sudden you want to add to it, or you want to, as the expression goes, you want to embellish it a little bit. You want to make it a little better. Yeah. Candy's uncle had a speech impediment, and he had difficulty talking. But he liked to tell stories about, like, when he went and traded for this car. And every time he told the story, it kept getting better and better all the time. And always adding more details from what was before. And so, yeah, I mean, some people just like to embellish things and make it sound a little bit better. You know, it's like the guy says, well, I caught a fish. That's all you have to do. I just caught a fish. Now, the assumption, people go, boy, that was a big fish. No, the fish was only this big, but I caught a fish. I mean, so, yeah, you can embellish it with maybe sometimes body language, body speaking, and give the wrong idea. And we like to do that sometimes. We want people to think good things about us, and we want to make it appear we're better than what maybe they just might see on the exterior. And probably all of us, if not most of us, like to hear ourselves talk. And we really do. So, and the old adage, men tell dirty jokes, women gossip. I mean, that's been going around a long time, but, you know, it doesn't matter what gender is doing it. People tell dirty jokes. People tell off-color jokes. They gossip about others, and they do that. And one is as bad as the other, and they're all what we call idle words, which God does not like us to do. Years ago, there was a preacher, a well-known preacher. He was reported to have been in a motel with another woman. Well, he just happened to be at this hotel, and her wife had just changed her hair color. But then all of a sudden, he had the reputation. He's cheating on his wife. And that story went along. In fact, this preacher, he was about to conduct a gospel meeting. And on Saturday, he checked in the motel with his wife with her new hair color. And somebody saw that, and they called him, hey, you know, so-and-so, he's cheating on his wife. And they almost canceled the meeting on this guy. So they found out, okay, well, this is his wife. So sometimes people can gain weight or lose weight and look like a different person. Sometimes they change their hair color. Sometimes they change the style of the clothing that they're wearing. And all of a sudden, people get different ideas. See, some man was reported to be in a beer joint with some woman. And they didn't know who she was. Well, it doesn't matter if it's a beer joint. I saw someone that I knew in an airport. And there was a woman with him. That's not his wife. Turns out that was his sister. And so they were seeing each other for that they haven't done. So it doesn't matter where it happens, but they can say this. There's another story of a man who was going to pay his mortgage bill, and he drove around, and the only parking place he found was on the round the corner, sitting right in front of a tavern. And so Sister So-and-so come by and says, oh, I saw his truck in front of that tavern. And, of course, he got her back. He went one night and parked his truck in front of her house and then walked home. And so he got her back on that one. But anyway, this person who was reported being the beer joint with some woman was in another state at the time. And that happens too. Okay, a situation in Lindale, Texas, long time ago, about 55 years ago, the same man showed up to church two times and introduced a different wife each time. Now, that was really strange. No, it's the truth. My dad with his family and his twin brother with his family. I mean, it happened. And the people walked in, they saw the same guy, two different families. They were wondering what was going on. And we got a kick out of that for many years. Now, When it comes to gossip, what good does it do? I mean, we've already talked about it. Makes you think you're far superior to them and you're better than them, so you might be trying to elevate yourself. But see, the only time I need to report any actual evil of someone is when I'm seeking information as to how to help the person involved. I mean, that's what we can do. And if you need to know information, where do you go? Well, you go ask their friends, you go ask their neighbors. No, you go to them. See, it is best to go to the one involved and talk to them about whatever it is before talking to others about it. And that's true. You know, if nothing else, you know, some neighbors around here are saying that you're doing something that's not right for a Christian to do. And I'm just investigating. If they're doing something they shouldn't be doing, they may get mad at you. But you know what? If they're going to be part of your congregation, they have a reputation to behave themselves and shouldn't allow that thing like that. And so when people start talking, it's best to go straight to the source. Old Sister So-and-so, Sister Gadabout, she's been talking things that are considered gossip. Well, guess what? She needs a talking to. Some people don't want to do that and don't want to take it upon themselves to do it. But that is a responsibility we all have. When someone starts talking about something, I don't want to hear it. You know what so-and-so said about you? I don't want to hear it. If they want to tell me, that's fine, and I'll deal with that. But I don't want to hear secondhand what someone said about me. And yeah, they talk about me. I know that. Why do I know that? Because I'm a preacher. They talk about me, and I don't know what they say about me, and I really don't want to know. But people who know me can put their trust in me, I think. I would hope so. But anyone who will gossip to me about you will gossip to you or someone else about me. And that's true. That's what they do. If they're going to talk about you, they're going to talk about me. And if they're going to talk to somebody, they're going to do that. So, do you know people that make you wonder what they are saying about you when you leave their presence? Yeah, sometimes we do, but what can we do about it? We shouldn't let it bother us. You know, someone who is so anxious about this, so, oh no, what's they saying about me? What are they talking about me? And you can just get all consumed and go into depression because of that. No, don't worry about what other people are saying. We establish our reputation based on what we do and the type of people we are. And the people that care about us should know what that is. And they're going to know if something's not true. See, I told you one time at work, one of the workers, I reprimanded him about something. He went off and said, Carrie cussed me out. Nobody believed that individual. Because nobody ever heard a curse word out of my mouth in that place. And so, I mean, your reputation will establish the fact. And people will not believe something that you're not likely to do. All right. Now let's see what the Bible says about gossip. Leviticus 19 and verse 16. You shall not go about as a slanderer among your people. I am the Lord. In Psalm 15, verse 20, you sit and speak against your brother, you slander your own mother's son. You slander yourself is what you're doing. See, in Proverbs 11, verse 13, he who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy concealeth a matter. Proverbs 20 and 19. He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets, therefore do not associate with a gossiper. And the King James, that same verse says, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. See, in Ezekiel 22 and verse 9, slanderous men have been in you for the purpose of shedding blood. In Psalm 15, 1 through 3, O Lord, who may abide in thy tent? Who may dwell on thy holy hill? He who walks with integrity and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He does not slander with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend. Proverbs 16:28. A perverse man spreads strife, and a slanderer separates intimate friends. Yeah, a lot of damage can be done there. And King James Version says, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. And in Proverbs 17, verse 9, he who repeats a matter separates intimate friends. I mean, sounds, some of this language is very identical. Proverbs 18 and 8, the words of a whisperer are like dainty morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body. In Proverbs 16, verses 20 through 22, for lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, contention quiets down. Like charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a whisperer are like dainty morsels, and they go down into the innermost part of the body. See, that previous passage we read, I mean, they're identical. Proverbs 18:8 and Proverbs 26:22 read identical. Proverbs 6:16-19. There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. In James 4:11, do not speak against one another, brethren. In 1 Peter 2:1, therefore, putting aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 20. For I am afraid that perhaps when I come, I may find you to be not what I wish, and may be found by you to be not what you wish. That perhaps there may be strife, jealousy, angry tempers, disputes, slanders, gossip, arrogance, disturbances. Now, Paul was worried about this. He had left them. He'd written them a letter. Now he's written them the next letter. And he says, you know what? I'm worried about you guys. I think you may not be the fine, upstanding Christians you're claiming to be, but you have all these problems. And I'm going to have to deal with that. So that's what Paul was writing about. In Romans 1, 29 through 31, talking about the people who've rejected God, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. I mean, you want to describe characteristic traits of evil, here it is, of wicked people. So, how do we deal with gossip? You ask three questions before repeating a story. You know, first of all, is it true? How are you going to know? I mean, we're so quick to pass along stuff that we don't even check its veracity. We don't even check if it's true. We do this on social media. Someone sends us a little meme, shows a picture of something, and has just forward it to all your friends. You don't read the article. You don't look at the whole thing over. I don't know how many times someone has to send back, well, I deleted that post because there was profanity on it. I didn't notice it. Why are you forwarding something if you're not even reading it? I mean, so you don't know if it's true or not. And we know with the internet, yeah. See, if it is true, will it do any good to tell it? Here's the point. We need to find out. What is it going to accomplish? It's going to cause harm? Yes, it's going to cause harm. So It won't do any good to tell it. And like I say, if someone's having a problem, you go to that person. That's what Jesus said. Go to that person. You don't just pass it around everybody and not do anything about it. You go to that person. And if I tell it, will it help the person? I mean, that really depends what it is, what we're talking about. But most likely it's not. So, a quotation by many wise people. And you've probably heard this before too. If you can't say something good about a person, don't say anything at all. We know that we will be judged by our words and our deeds. We know that. Matthew 12:36-37. Jesus said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Now, when you think about it, does that not scare you? That every word that I speak will play a part in my judgment. That should get us to think real strong about what we say about others. And we have to be very careful there. So, are you guilty of gossip? If so, you are guilty of a sin that God hates and something that has hurt others. I mean, that's just something we know. So we need to repent before it's too late. And I don't know if you've been guilty of this or if you've done this, if you've talked about anybody else in such a way, then you need to ask forgiveness. And ask forgiveness from God, but don't stop there. If you've talked about somebody and they're still alive, go ask forgiveness from them as well. And that's what we should be doing. So, very simple lesson. It's a lesson we all need, and we need to pay attention to, and we need to think about. So, consider these words. We're going to end our lesson here. And if you are subject to the gospel invitation, you know what that is. If you need to repent of something, we're here to pray for you. So I invite you to come while we stand and sing.